you know, the example I use a lot is you got this guy who's sitting out there, you know, sitting out there in Arizona, and he's pounding gravel. He's a rock quarry. You know, he bought, you know, he's got 30-year bonds, and he used it to buy this piece of equipment that he's amortizing over 30 years. There's been absolutely no volatility in the price of gravel. He's been pounding gravel for as long as his daddy did it, his granddaddy did it, his granddaddy did it, his granddaddy did it. He sits there, he's pounding gravel, and all of a sudden FASB comes along, and they say, my God, you have funded your machine with fixed rate debt. You have financial risk. He says, what are you talking about? The price of my business, the gravel price has not changed. I am locked in. I'm going to give this whole business to my grandson. We've been rich on this for years. They said, no, you are subject to interest rate risk. Mark that debt to market. So here's this guy depreciating his equipment. He's got volatility in his P&L. His banker is saying, what the hell is going on? And lo and behold, big banker from New York comes along and says, I can fix your problem. Have I got an interest rate swap for you? So he does interest rate swap. Swap is fixed rate debt into floating rate, okay? So he eliminates the volatility in his P&L, but now what does he have?
Cash flow.
Real cash flow interest rate risk. And all he's trying to do is sell a rock for 30 years. That is the reality of trying to get through this financial instruments project. Yeah. It won't work well for the rock quarries. And everybody in between is just, you know, some sort of semblance thereof. Not a big deal for somebody that's holding financial instruments. They may cry, but basically, you're probably presenting the risk as it is on a fair value basis. But that's going to be the challenge, in my view.